奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus, I'd like to study the Bible together.
我们今天晚上呢，要一起来查考我们当信服神。
And tonight, I'd like to study on the topic, have faith in God.
所以，这是要根据我们的读经进度啊，马可福音第十一章，我们来从这一章里面来学习几个重点。
And this is going according to the Bible reading program that we have in Mark, chapter 11.
我们大家请翻开马可福音十一章。
Turn to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章，我们请看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
先读第二十二节。
Verse 22. Jesus, let me read. Have faith in God. Jesus answered.
这里圣经说。你们当信服神，这是主耶稣对当时候门徒说的一句话。
Jesus told the disciples at a time to have faith in God.
那这句话基本上也在说明这整个第十一章的重点。
And this is the become the main theme of the emphasis in the whole chapter.
因为圣经把它分的章，把这个整个经卷分成几章，那每一个段落它都有一个重点。
Because the Bible separated all these passages into different paragraphs, and every paragraph has its own theme or main key point.
那十一章，我们可以从主耶稣所最后这一个星期，因为他是最后进耶路撒冷城，要即将被钉在十字架上的最后的一段时间。
And in chapter 11, it records all the way down to the last few remaining weeks before Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
那所以我们来从这一章学五件事情。
And from this passage, we can learn five things.
我们需要真的对神有信心。
That we want to learn to have faith in God.
我们需要，这个是一个说起来很普通的道理，我们每个人都知道，我们要对主有信心。
This seems like a very simple words that we know that we have to have faith in God.
但是具体到底是要在哪些方面真的相信主呢？
But to break it down to be more concrete, at what areas do we need to have faith in God?
我们如果从第十一章开始
From the beginning of chapter 11,
十一章从第一节到第六节，主耶稣跟他的门徒说要进城里面去，然后去牵一只驴来。
And from verse 1 to 6, Jesus commanded the disciples to enter into Jerusalem and to God.To find a cot.
就是跟他跟两个门徒说到对面的村子里面去，你们看见一匹驴驹，你就把它牵来。
Jesus assigned them that to enter into the village ahead of them, and when they enter it, they will find a cot tied there.
那这一只驴驹是没有人骑过的。
And this cot has no one has ever ridden on it.
如果你进去看到，你就把它解开，把它牵来了。
And if you find it, untie it and bring it here.
那特别说，那如果有人问你们说要为什么要做这件事情你们就要跟他说，主要用它，那个人就必立时让你们牵来。
And if anyone asks you why are you doing this, tell him the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.
好，这两个门徒就照主耶稣所说的就去了。
So the two disciples follow exactly what Jesus has commanded them.
去了，果然就看到驴驹就拴在门外。
And they would find the cart outside in the street.
好。那他们就要把它解来了。
So they untie it and bring it, to the Lord Jesus.
那有人就问他说：“你们解驴驹要做什么呢
？”And someone would ask them, "What are you doing untying the cord?"
我们看第六节。
Look at verse 6.
请读第六节。
Verse 6, they answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go.
这里说门徒就照着耶稣所说的回答他。
So the disciples answered just as Jesus had told them.
所以我们看到，如果我们真的信服神。我们一定会照主所吩咐的去说话。
So we see that if we have faith in the Lord, we will answer as the Lord has told us to do.
我们会照主所说的去行。
We will do so according to what the Lord has commanded us.
这两个门徒他们都没有问其他更多的问题了。
These two disciples did not ask any further questions.
他们就没有想那么多了。
They do not think too much out of it.
反正主耶稣这样说他们就这样去做。
When the Lord Jesus tell them so, they do accordingly.
那因为如果用只是用我们人间的逻辑去思考的话，这件事情怎么合理呢
If we use the human logic to ponder on this, how can this be possible?
哦，啊，没有问人家同意，也没有先得到人家允许，就要把这个驴子牵过来了。
You did not ask for permission, and just out of nowhere, you can just untie and bring a cart.
主耶稣说，如果有人问你，你讲一句话就好了。
Jesus tell them, if anyone asks you, all you have to say is one word.
他说主要用它。
The Lord needs it.
那这句话，他说那问的人，他们就会明白，然后你就可以把他驴子牵过来。
And after they hear this, the people will understand, and they will let you.Untie the cart to bring it there.
所以现在其实主耶稣给门徒的话很简单呐。
The words that Jesus assigned to the disciples to say is very simple.
啊，所以今天我们如果真的信服神的，我们就会照主所吩咐的去行，然后去说话。
So today, if we have faith in the Lord, we would do and act and say according to what the Lord commands us to do.
因为这两个门徒他们一定有很深的体验的。
These two disciples have very deep experience.
因为真的他们照着主所说的去做，果然都是照主所说的这样子在进行了。
So they do according what has been told to them to say and to act accordingly.
他们就照主所交代他们的话去讲出来而已，这个事情就解决了。
And all they have to do is to speak the words that the Lord has commanded them to say, and the problem will be solved.
啊，所以我们要信服神啊，第一件事情就是照主所说的去行去说话。
The first thing to have faith in the Lord is to act and say according to what God wants us to say or do.
好，那第七节开始呢？
Verse 7 onwards.
他就把驴子牵来了。
They brought the cart to Jesus.
那如果一直读到第十节，
and all the way to verse 10.
你看这些驴子牵过来之后是要给主耶稣骑上去的。
And when the cart was brought to Jesus, Jesus has to be Jesus rode on the cart.
这只驴驹是没有人骑过的。
No one has ever rode on it.
但是现在主耶稣骑上去的时候，他也没有反抗，他就很温驯的让主耶稣骑着。
And when the Lord Jesus rode on the cart, it was very submissive, and it let the Lord Jesus rode.
所以主耶稣骑驴驹进耶路撒冷城，这是应验啊撒迦利亚书九章九节的预言。
As Jesus entered into Jerusalem, this is to fulfill what the prophet
Zechariah.
Oh,
在撒迦利亚书九章的地方特别提到说，你们的君王要骑的驴驹是和平的君，骑驴驹进城。
And Zechariah chapter 9 talks about the peace, Prince of Peace will enter into Jerusalem.
哦，那个时候他说，很多人呢、哦、把衣服脱下来，哦，也在树上砍了很多的棕树枝，在那里路上迎接主。
And many people would spread their coats on the road and spread the branches they had cut in the fields.
然后呢，他说跟随的人第九节特别说，他们就喊着说：“何善呐，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”
Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted Hosanna.
那这个何善呐，本来是有求救的意思哈。
Hosanna means to plead and ask for help.
但是在这个地方特别强调说是在称颂主的意思。
But here emphasize how to praise the Lord.
他说：“那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善呐！”
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
所以这个何善呐，就是在歌颂啊，这个即将作为王的耶稣基督。
The Hosanna is to praise and that the upcoming king of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是天上的神。
That is, he's the heavenly king.
他是高高在上的。
He's out, up on above.
但是他现在却是很谦卑的，啊，骑着一只小驴驹到耶路撒冷城来。
But now he was humble enough to ride on a coat and enter into Jerusalem.
这个伟大的神，他并不是只是高高在上而已。
This God that is so great is not just up.On at the above.
他现在变得很容易亲近，来进入人群当中。
But now he's willing to draw close and come down, so that people can be close to him.
那当时候这些跟随人他们在呼喊的时候，他们所期盼的就是，这个主耶稣呢能够来复兴大卫的国度，让他们在地上的国得到荣耀。
The people that shouted wanted the hope that the Lord Jesus will fulfill the revival of the kingdom of David, and so that it will be glorified.
他们那时候还不能够了解主耶稣所建立的国度是属灵的神的国。
They did not understand the kingdom that the Lord Jesus came to establish is spiritual.
因为那个时候在耶路撒冷城迎接他的人，其实他们还不知道主耶稣真正的身份。
The people who welcome him in Jerusalem at the time do not understand his true identity and his status.
他们认为主耶稣就是那个预言当中的先知，是大有能力的。
They felt that the Lord Jesus that came is the great prophet that was being prophesied.
他行过了很多神迹，是众人所知道的。
And he had performed so many miracles that people has come to know.
但是众人所看到的是表面主耶稣所行的事情而已。
The people that saw the miracles performed by Jesus is very visible and just very superficial.
这些跟随的人，他们不了解主耶稣行神迹的背后真正要表达的，就是要来印证他就是那个天上的真神，他是救主。
These people do not understand all the miracles. It's just to show that he is the savior and that being sent by the Lord.
他所带来给人的不是这个地上的这些恩惠跟平安而已。
He not only just came to the earth to bring just the earthly peace and grace.
他最重要的是要把他自己献上，成为活祭，然后为我们人开出了一条通往天国的又新又活的道路。
Ultimately, he came as a sacrifice so that he can open up a way for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那这个，他要献上他自己，成为祭物，来救赎人类的罪，这样的一个属灵的道理。当时候呼喊的人是不知道的。
He has to offer himself as a holy offering, to redeem the sins of people. But that time, the people did not understand.
要一直到等主耶稣把他真的，他真的被钉十字架之后，诶，那里面的人他们才真的发现，耶稣不一样。
Only when the Lord Jesus was crucified, it was then they understand the Lord Jesus is different.
你看，所以这个地方，当时候这群人呢，他们在呼喊主的时候，他们真的是很相信主的。
At that time, the people who shouted truly believe in God.
只是以为说主耶稣就是像这个一般他们所期待的地上的王一样。
But all they thought was the Lord Jesus was just like any other king in this world.
但是我们从他们的表现，我们就看到一个重点。
But from their way of actions, we can see one main point.
我们今天如果真的信服神的人
，Today if we are truly the people that have faith in God，
其实我们看到主的作为。我们一定会高声的歌颂何塞纳。
When we see the great works of the Lord, we will praise Hosanna.
因为只有真正信服神的人才会开口赞美神。
Only those who truly have faith in the Lord will open their mouth and praise God.
所以当时候他们这些人在歌颂主耶稣的时候，其实他们真的充满期待，在他们心里充满期待。
When these people are praising the Lord Jesus at that time, they have a lot of hope and expectation in their heart.
只是主所要完成的不是他们所期待的那个方面。
But what the Lord came to fulfill, the Lord Jesus came to fulfill, is not something that they have anticipated and hoped for.
但对我们来说，我们都知道主耶稣今天所带给我们最重要的恩典是什么了。
But today we know what the greatest grace that the Lord Jesus has came today to bring to us.
我们如果真的信服神的人
，If we are truly people who have faith in God,
我们一定会大声的歌颂神。
We would exclaim out loud in our voices.
这是为什么说我们今天在教会里面，如果我们对神有信心，我们在唱诗赞美神的时候，我们会用心，我们会开口，我们会大声。
And this is today why when we truly want to praise God, we will open our mouth and sing and praise Him.
那有时候，虽然表面上的这些作为，有时候只是一个现象，但是也是反映我们人的内心的当时候的情形。就是表面的作为也反映我们内心真正的信心程度在哪里的。
Sometimes the action we carry out can reflect the level of our faith in our heart.
所以从我们刚刚办完学生灵会，我们就发现有两个很重要的事实。
After we just completed the student spiritual convocation, we realized there's two facts.
如果我们当中对神真的有信心呢
？If among us we truly have faith in God.
那么接下去他唱诗的时候就会很用心，然后就会很合一，很好听。
And when they sing hymns, they will sing it from the bottom of their heart, and they will be in unison, and it will sound really good.
那学生们他们就会开口赞美神。
And the students will start to open their mouth and praise God.
那所以那个唱诗的那个精神哦，从学生灵会第一天到最后一天不一样。
So the spirit of praising hymns from the first day until the last day is very different.
因为他们经过了几天之后，他们对神真的产生信心了。
Because after a few days, they start to develop their faith in God.
所以唱起诗来就大声了。
So once they start singing hymns, they raise their voices.
然后就有感情了。
And they have more emotions and feelings to it.
所以最后在献诗的时候，我们都很多人都很感动。
So towards the end, when they give praises in their hymns, they are very touched.
第二个表现就是他们祷告的时候。
The second manifestation is in their prayer.
你看，如果在实验里面众学生当中最明显。
Among the spiritual convocation of students, it's very evident.
如果他们对神有信心。
If they have faith in God.
经过那个祷告会之前，如果经过勉励完以后，他们真的准备心要来跟主耶稣祈求以后。
During the exhortation before the prayer, they are very motivated and they want to pray.
我们就会发现他们祷告很大声。
And that's when they start to raise their voices and pray loudly.
那个祷告就很有力。
And they will have a lot of strength and power in their prayer.
那往往在这个时候，有学生会得圣灵，有的会看异象。
And most of the time during this moment, they will receive the Holy Spirit or they will see visions.
在这个时候，这个学生他们的心呢，就感觉上是被神摸到了。
And their heart will be touched and felt by the Lord.
他们也真的感受到，神真的很爱他们。
And they truly felt that the Lord Jesus loved them very much.
所以我们如果真正信服神的人
，For those who truly have faith in God,
我们一定会歌颂神。
We will praise God.
我们一定会在祷告里面大声的哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，来这样子来荣耀他。
And in our prayer, we will exclaim and raise our voices to truly exclaim Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以你看我们今天一个教会。我们的唱诗的声音跟我们祷告的情形就在反映我们的信心程度到底在哪里。
So today, the reflections of how the level of faith in each church can be shown in the way they praise, in hymn singing and the way they pray.
我们弟兄姐妹每一个人自己的信仰，我们可以这样自我检查。
And everyone's level of faith can be examined by themselves.
当我们对主失落信心的时候，通常我们就不喜欢祷告。
When we lost faith, we do not feel like praying.
我们祷告就小声了，声音就变小了。
And our voice starts to be very soft when we
pray. 然后我们祷告就跪不久了。
And we don't have the endurance to kneel for a long time.
有时候跪没两分钟就觉得很久了。
And even when we kneel for 2 minutes, we felt it was very long.
跟主耶稣讲没两句话就觉得没话好讲了。
And we felt after a few words, we have nothing to say.
其实这个就是我们信心在失落的时候了。
This is when the level of faith is at the lowest.
或者是我们在唱诗的时候，我们没有感动。
And when we sing hymns, we do not have this movement.
但是反过来，如果我们真的对神信心在增长的时候，我们会喜欢唱诗，唱诗一定会听到诗歌就很感动，很喜爱唱。
On the contrary, if we have a lot of faith in the Lord, and when we sing hymns, we feel so motivated that we want to keep singing.
好，所以第二件事情，让我们一起来歌颂神。
The second thing is, let's all sing praises to the Lord.
我们如果真的信服神，我们就会。歌颂，我们就会大声的祷告。
So if we truly have faith in the Lord, we will give praise in a loud voice, and we will pray very in a loud way.
第三件事情，我们看先跳过去看第十五节。
The third thing is
十一节，先看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
请读第十一节。
Verse 11, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Lord Jesus had entered into the city of Jerusalem.
他进了城的时候，其实已经是黄昏了。
By the time he entered into Jerusalem, it was already dusk.
就是已经快要晚上了。
It's already sunset and nighttime.
他说进了耶路撒冷城之后，他就入了神的殿啊，就到圣殿去。
And he entered into the temple.
你看，主耶稣的心哦，就在圣殿那里。
The Lord Jesus' heart belongs to the temple.
他进了耶路撒冷城里面，第一件事情，他到神的殿去。
The first thing he entered into Jerusalem is to enter into the temple.
然后他入了神的殿之后，他就说，他就周围看了各样的物件。
And when he entered, he looked around at everything.
他就先观察现在圣殿的情况了。
He wanted to observe the situation in the temple.
那天晚上，他看完之后，他什么也没有讲。天色已晚，他就跟十二个门徒就出城去了，就往伯大尼去住宿了。
He did not say anything, and during that night, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
所以你看主耶稣，他真的是，他到耶路撒冷城，第一个目标就是要去看神的殿。
The first aim that the Lord Jesus had is to enter into the temple.
那他看了电之后，他一定看到一些跟他所期待的不一样。
And his hopes and expectation was different from what he had.
我们现在跳过去看第十五节。
Look at verse 15. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and benches of those selling doves.
16节。
Verse 16. And would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple's courts.
17节。
Verse 17. And as he taught them, he said, Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
这几节圣经啊，我们在说明说，主耶稣他的心是怎么样关心着这个神的殿。
These few verses show how the Lord Jesus are so concerned with the temple of God.
他是多么在意神的殿应该是要圣洁的，应该要成为万国祷告的殿。
He emphasized so much that the temple should be the house of prayer and a house for all nations.
可是他现在所看到的，却是在圣殿里面有各种做买卖的物件啊，跟这些人在里面啊进行交易。
But what he saw was people are trading and selling, in the temple.
那所以，那主耶稣他就很急的把这些，他说把这些人赶出去，把这些兑换银钱这些桌子啊这些。凳子都把他推倒了。
The Lord Jesus was so anxious that he drive all these people in the temple away, and he start to overturn the tables and the chairs.
而且他很勇敢的禁止这些人，他说不可以从殿里面经过。
And he was very brave to prohibit these people from entering into the temple.
不但禁止他们，还顺便跟他们教训说：难道你们不知道圣经经上所记，就是旧约圣经里面所写的，我的殿要成为万国祷告的殿吗？
Not only to prohibit them from doing what they're doing, but also to lecture them and say that my house will be called a house of prayer.
这个神的殿要成为万国祷告的殿，这是在以赛亚书五十六章里面所讲的。
And this was written in Isaiah chapter
五十六章
56, verse 7.
那这位，你看主耶稣他那个心呢，他是怎么样在意这个神的殿应该是要很圣洁，而且是要真的是众人都来这边祷告的地点。
And the heart of the Lord Jesus is very concerned on how holy and sanctified the temple should be, and it should be a house of prayer.
从主耶稣的这个表现，我们看到今天如果我们真的是信服神的人
，So from these actions of the Lord Jesus that was carried out, and as we who are people that have faith in God,
我们的心一定会关心神的教会。
Our heart will be very concerned with the matters of the church.
我们也会很在意我们的教会是要成为圣洁的。
And we are very concerned that our The temple and the church are very holy and sanctified.
我们会一起来照管这个神的教会，然后会让这个教会成为众人喜爱来这里祷告的地方。
We would take care of this church and make sure that people would come here to pray.
所以一个人他如果真的相信主耶稣的话
，If a person who truly believe in the word of God,
他一定会很爱祷告。
He would love to pray a lot.
今天如果说我们信服神。
Today, if we have faith in God,
但是我们却说我们不喜爱祷告。
But we say that we do not like to pray.
我们认为祷告是一个重担。
We felt like prayer is just a burden.
那这样子才表示，实在表示说我们对主的信其实不完全，也不深入。
So it shows that our faith in the Lord is not complete and not deep enough.
这个信根基还不够稳。
This faith is not strong enough.
很容易会碰到逼迫患难的时候就动摇的。
And it's very easily shaken when we face tribulations and temptations.
所以我们要信服神。
So to have faith in God.
一定要从主耶稣这里所讲，他所做的，他所讲的话，得到这样一个信息。
So we can receive this message from what the Lord Jesus has done and said.
我们要关心神的家。
That we have to pay attention and be concerned of the house of God.
关心的重点在于要保持神的家是圣洁的。
And the main key is to keep this temple of God holy and sanctified.
那因为只有圣洁的神的殿，神他才会照顾。
Because for God to take care of the place, it has to be the temple has to be holy.
也才会得到主的喜悦。
And it will gain the delight of the Lord.
那另外我们要让我们的教会，我们神的殿啊，成为祷告的地方。
And we have to transform the temple or the church of God into a prayer, a house of prayer.
所罗门王在献殿的时候，他跟神这样祷告。
When King Solomon offered the temple to God, he prayed in this way.
他说：“主啊，你 求你的眼、你的心呢、啊，常常照顾这个地方。
May the your eyes and your may your eyes and your heart be always shine upon this place.
这个地方是立你的名的居所。
This place has be in it was built in your name.
这个地方是你的。
This place belongs to you.
那如果神灵在的地方叫做圣地。
Where the Lord dwell, this place is holy.
那既然是圣地，如果今天人来这个地方祷告，他说祷告，不管是求什么，他说。所以我们求神说，你一定要垂听和赦免。
Because it's a holy place for anyone who come, you will listen and receive forgiveness from him.
列王记上第八章，这个就是当时候所罗门献圣殿的时候祷告词。
So in this Second Kings chapter 8, these are the prayer message from Solomon.
很长的一个祷告。
It is a very long prayer.
在第九章的地方，神说，我照你所祷告的，我都成全了。
In chapter 9, the Lord promised that all the things that was built according, I will bring it to fulfillment.
啊，所以你看，今天主耶稣他很在意的，神的殿要成为万国祷告的殿，要能够不会跟这些世俗的事情掺杂在一起。
Today, the Lord Jesus is very concerned about how this temple is.Only for the house of prayer and do not mix in with other secular matters.
所以今天我们要保持我们教会的圣洁。
Today we have to preserve and keep the purity of our church.
不能够将教会当作买卖的场所。
We cannot treat this place as a venue for trading and buying and selling.
所以每个人到教会来的时候，每一个目的，每个人的目的都是很单纯的。
So everyone who come here in this church are very simple.
来这里
and pure.
来敬拜神，来这里祷告，可以体验到神的同在。
To come here, experience God, and to pray and experience the abiding of God.
而不是借着来教会能够谈生意。能够得到什么世上的好处
？And not to come here to discuss business or to gain profits from each other.
这就是主耶稣他所留下的，他的那当时候看到圣殿时候的心情所告诉我们的信息。
These are the message that the Lord Jesus left behind of what he saw at that time.
这件事情，主耶稣洁净圣殿在约翰福音第二章讲过一次。
This situation was also in John chapter 2. We mentioned it before.
看约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章
John chapter
2, 第十三节
verse 13,
这里特别说是逾越节的时候主耶稣上圣殿去
When it's almost the time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem.
这一次的约翰福音第二章的洁净圣殿跟马可福音第十一章或者是马太福音第二十应该是二十一章、啊哦、这个是两次不同的时间呢、啊
Recordance is different from the other situation in Matthew chapter 21. There are two different times.
也就是说，从约翰福音看起来，主耶稣应该有两次洁净圣殿。
So from the perspective of John, seems like the Lord Jesus has cleansed the temple twice.
这是如果从约翰福音第二章来看呢，这是主耶稣过第一个逾越节的时候，他到耶路撒冷城去。
So from John chapter 2, this is the first time the Lord Jesus went over the Jewish Passover.
哦，啊他。
And he went to Jerusalem.
他到了圣殿就也看到一样做买卖啊。
And again, he went to the temple and he saw that people were selling and buying.
他也是把这些人的桌子都推倒啊。
Again,
赶出去啊。
Overturned the tables and chased the people out.
然后第十七节。
Verse 17.
读第十七节。
His disciples remember that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
他说。主耶稣这样做完之后呢，他的门徒就想起经上的话说：“我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧啊。”
So his disciple remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
这是在诗篇第六十九篇里面 的 一段话。
This is recorded in Psalm 69.
现在主耶稣他的心为神的殿是有多着急
？That how anxious the Lord Jesus have for the temple of God.
他的着急是因为。这个神的殿本来应该圣洁的，现在变俗化了。
He's anxious because originally the temple of the Lord has to be pure, but now it has been affected by the secular influence.
他现在主耶稣要让这个神的殿成为祷告的殿。
He wanted to this house of prayer to become a house of prayer.
但看起来，当时候主耶稣一离开之后，那个桌子椅子还继续还是一样搬回来了。
But after the Lord Jesus left, the tables are brought in again.
因为在你在当时候在管理圣殿的这些祭司长、文士、长老们，他们的心跟主耶稣不一样。
Because at that time, the priests, the teacher of the law, and the scribes are having a different intentions and heart from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的心，他是那个天父的心呢。
The heart of the Lord Jesus is the heart of God, the Heavenly Father.
所以他就不是会去在这个世界的事情上妥协的。
It is not to be compromised with the influence of the world.
但是这些祭司长、文士、这些管理圣殿人的心是世界上的角度。
But the people who took care of the church, the teachers of the law, the scribes, are the coming from the perspective of the world.
因为他们认为说，人家大老远从各地方来献祭，然后钱带来要换，在圣殿提供这个方便，没有什么不好啊。
They felt that people who come from such a long distance has come here and they wanted to offer sacrifices and to trade with them, is not a bad idea.
哦，所以你看这些管理人，他们就允许这样的买卖在圣殿的区域里面进行着。
So they allow such practice for them to, be buying and selling in that environment.
我们就看到，你看人如果从体贴仁义来看。很自然的就会把神的教会当作买卖的场所。
So we can see that if people use their human understanding to compromise with one another, very easily it would turn the church into something very secular.
所以神的殿呢，就不见得是来祷告的。
So the church might not turn, and might not become the house of prayer.
就是来做活动的。
It will be full of activities.
啊，所以记得大家一起来聚会的时候啊，相聚在一起的时候，可以做各种不同的交易，或者是。有一些其他的，你来教会的目的就可以变得很多样了，不见得是只是来祷告敬拜神了。
And they allow such practice of all the different kind of activities that's going on, and that will defeat the purpose of coming to church to pray.
这样的做法提供了信徒很多方便。
This kind of practice might provide a lot of convenience for the members.
但却不是天父的心。
But this is not the heart of what the Lord Jesus wants.
不是主耶稣在世上的时候所留下给我们的榜样。
But this is not what the Lord Jesus has set for example for us in this world.
所以今天我们要信服神。
So today, if we have to have faith in God,
我们一定要保持我们教会的圣洁。
We have to preserve and keep the purity of the church.
我们要把我们的教会当作祷告的地方。
We have to transform the church into the house of prayer.
所以我们众人到教会来的第一件事情应该是来祷告。
So the first thing that people come is to pray.
今天很多人来教会的时候是直接到厨房去工作的。
Many people come nowadays would go straight to the kitchen and work.
如果我们都养成一个习惯，来到教会的时候先进会堂来祷告。
If we develop a habit to come in first to pray.
那这样子我们的祷告，我们的教会这个会堂里面一定时常在安息的时候一定充满祷告的声音。
Then we will always contain the voices of prayer during Sabbath.
这个祷告的声音在印证我们真的相信主耶稣的应许。
This voices of prayer solidify our faith in and promise in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们的教会其实还有很多地方可以再更好。
There are many areas our church can improve.
其中一个最重要的部分就是要加强祷告。
The first thing we need to do is to strengthen and solidify in the areas of prayer.
我们有时候我们这个一个习惯，其实经过一个很长的时间累积成了，已经很自然了。
And sometimes it becomes such a routine, or it becomes such an easy way that it becomes like a formality.
就是说这个一个习惯，这个 custom 是经过很久的时间，已经都这样做，所以大家很自然这样啊。
It become a custom that is so easy that everyone just follow.
如果没有祷告，也会很习惯的。
If we do not pray, also become a custom.
但是现在从不祷告，要把它转成祷告，这个就要经过一个转变。
But if we tend not to pray and we have to turn ourselves.Back into prayer, it needs a turning point.
这个转变如果没有，我们大家一起来立志做不到的。
If we do not all resolve to make this turning point, we cannot attain.
所以，当我们看到主耶稣这里他说"我的殿要成为万国祷告的殿"这句话的时候，我们的心在想什么
？When the Lord Jesus said, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations," what do our heart think?
我们会觉得说，我们教会有啊，我们的教会有祷告啊。
We said, "Oh yes, we do have prayer in church."
但其实我们没有真，我们还没有办法真的达到主耶稣他所要求的这句话的。
But in actual fact, we did not attain the truth of the saying that the Lord Jesus wants us to do.
万国祷告的殿，就是说众人他们来到教会，第一个感觉就是在这个地方可以祷告，可以摸到神。
my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations is the fact that when they came and stepped into the church, they know that when they pray, it will move.
当我们有需要，当我们心灵忧伤的时候，我们来这边祷告，我们可以感受到神在垂听。
When we are sorrowful and we have our needs, we come into church and we pray, and God will listen.
所以我们信服神，我们一定要从祷告下手。
To have faith in God, the first step is to commit in the areas of prayer.
将神的殿成为祷告的地方。
To turn God's temple into a house of prayer.
这一次的学生联会的主题叫做要过祷告的生活。
The theme for the spiritual convocation is to lead a prayer life.
最后，学生要离开以前，小弟跟这些学生们提出五个要求。
So before we depart from this spiritual event, I raise 5 points to the students.
那这个五个要求要我们的家长一起来配合才有可能实现。
These 5 requests can only be done if with the cooperation of the parents.
如果我们的家长没有跟着同步在学习，我们学生训练完之后回去不到两个礼拜，他们又恢复原状。
Because without the support of the parents, in less than 2 weeks, the students will go back to being normal.
但是如果我们家长愿意配合，我们就有可能让我们的学生一直持续到下一次的学生年会的时候，他们整个属灵的生命可以真的提升，他们的生活形态可以改变。
But with the support of the parents to join in this effort, the faith of the students can be elevated and will continue until the next spiritual convocation.
第一个要求就是要他们立志。
The first request is to have them resolve or determine.
Determination.
Determine.
对，就是他们要愿意像但以理，在第一章第八节，当时候他立志不以王的食物来玷污自己那个心志。
Which is just like Daniel in chapter 1 verse 8, that he resolved not to defile himself with the food of the palace.
他们会愿意立志。照着像腓立比书四章第六节所说的，凡事要记得祷告、祈求跟感谢，将他们所要的告诉神，然后神会垂听他们祷告。有这样的立志，他们就有一个新的开始。
To resolve, just like Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, is to pray, not cease, to always pray and to.
我们看这一节。
Pray their supplications to the Lord.
我们看腓立比书四章六节。
Turn to Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
腓立比书四章六节。
Four verse six.
先读。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God.
你看这里，凡事记得祷告、祈求、感谢。
In all things to give thanks and pray.
所以，根据这个例子，小弟当跟学生们这样说。
With this determination, I told the students.
他们每一天。要像丹尼愿意三次祷告。
Every day, just like Daniel, they have to pray 3 times.
他们早上在他们上学之前，一定要跪下来祷告。
Before they go to school, they have to kneel down to pray.
如果他们可以去节省一些时间，他们一定会找出时间10到15分钟可以祷告。
If they can squeeze in some time, they can find that 10 to 15 minutes to pray.
有了这一次祷告之后，他们放学回家第一件事情要让他们祷告。
And after they come back from school, the first thing they need to do is to pray.
这是他们第二次的祷告。
This is the second prayer of the day.
因为从学校回来，他们现在心情最放松。
After they return from school, their feelings feel very relaxed.
通常学生这个时候不是吃东西，就是上网，不然就是玩他们想要玩的游戏。
And that's the time where they start eating or go on the internet or play.
也有几个说很认真的说回去马上做功课的。
There are some who would go back and revise their homework.
但是通常最多人都是回去的时候要先 relax 一下。
Most people after they come back from school, they want to relax.
但是如果这个时候他回到家的时候，先让他祷告。
And this is the first thing they come back from school is to make them pray.
先感谢神。
To give thanks to God.
接下来祈求神来帮助他们接下来在家里这个生活这个时间的应用。
To pray to God to help them in their daily life in at home.
祷告10到15分钟。
To pray 10 to 15 minutes.
如果能够这样的话，他们晚上的生活就会有秩序，他就能够得到神的带领。
If they can do so, everything is in order for them at home, and God, they have the guidance of the Lord.
那第三次的祷告。
And the third prayer.
通常有人说睡觉前再祷告。
Many people will say a prayer before bedtime.
但是根据我们的经验
，But from our experience，
通常睡觉前都很累了。
And normally before you sleep, you are very tired.
你可能时间都很赶了。
And you're always very rushed.
没有那个心情祷告很久。
You don't have that. You're not in the right frame of mind to pray very long time.
所以最好的祷告时间就是他们准备要做功课的时候。
And the best time is right before they're about to do their homework.
先挪出十到十五分钟祷告。
To make time for 10 to 15 minutes to pray.
因为那个时候就是他们精神好的时候。
This is when they are in a better spirit or better frame of mind.
先祷告之后，求主耶稣赐智慧。
To first pray and ask God to grant them wisdom.
让他们做功课的时候，他们能够有效率。
That they are more efficient in their way when they do their homework.
做功课的时候能够专心。
That they can focus in their homework.
很多时候，今年学校的功课。我相信绝对不会像我们以前在读书那个时候功课那么多。
The homework today that they have it should be more than what we study during our time.
他们如果专心的做，他们是很快就可以做完的。
If they really focus, they can complete it really fast.
那现在问题就是有时候做没有效率，所以做很久做不完。
But sometimes they lack of the focus or determination, and they drag on and on for a long time to complete the homework.
但是如果能够先祷告再做功课
，But if they can pray first and then do their homework.
他们一定会经历神的带领，神也给他们智慧。
They will experience the guidance of the Lord, and God will give them wisdom.
这是第一个立志。
This is the first determination.
接下去，第二个要求要他们要节省时间。
The second request is to ask them to save time.
我们看以弗所书。
And be more efficient.
以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
十五章十五节。
15.
第五章十五节。
Chapter 5 verse 15.
以弗所书五章十五节。
5 verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise.
16节.
Verse 16, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
这里说要谨慎行事，要像智慧人，不要像愚昧人。
Here it says, be very careful how you live, not as unwise but as wise.
像智慧人就是会爱惜光阴的。
To be like the wise are people who treasure and cherish the time.
所以在神学院里面说，要求学生要懂得爱惜光阴。
So they have to be very efficient in their time.
要懂得好好的把时间应用，不要浪费生命。
They have to use it wisely and apply in their life and don't waste their time.
让他们这一段成长的黄金时段，都真的充满神的话语，能够体验神的带领。
So that during their upbringing and when they grow, they in this golden age.They can receive the guidance of the Lord and not waste their time.
第三个要求
The third request.
要求他们要跟家长全家人一起祷告
To request for them to pray together with the whole family.
因为我们的学生他们都还年纪小
The students here are that attended are very young.
他们的祷告如果没有家长一起配合，他们做不久
Without the help or the cooperation of the parents, they cannot pray for a very long time.
所以要一起全家人一起祷告。
So the whole family has to come together to pray.
一起祷告不见得三次我们的家长都能配合。
To pray together doesn't mean that they can work together three times.
但是至少一定要每天要一次，能够家长跟孩子一起祷告。
But there should be once, at least once in a day, that the parent can accompany and pray with the children together.
如果实际这样做
，If we can do this,
我们家庭的信仰一定可以坚固，我们父母子女的关系会变更好。
The faith of the church can be the faith of the family can be strengthened, and the relationship between the parents can be stronger.
第四个要求
，The fourth request，
要求他们要能够有属灵的好同伴。
That they would cultivate a good spiritual companion.
因为他们来新年会说认识了很多各教会的朋友。
When they come together, they come to know the other friends of our brother and sister from other church.
这些好朋友最重要的目的就是能够一起祷告。
And the ultimate goal of coming together to know these brother and sister is to pray together.
就好像丹尼里他碰到问题，他回去的时候跟他的三个朋友讲。
Just like Daniel, when he faced a problem, he went back and consult with his three friends.
他们一起祷告，同心合意祷告之后，哎，神就把那个意象在那个梦在意象中跟他显明了。
And they prayed together, and that was when God showed himself in a dream.
哦，所以那个属灵的同伴很关键。
So to have a spiritual companion is very crucial.
哦，所以现在他们都有属灵的教会的同伴了。
And now they have a companion from church.
我们家长要配合 鼓励他们多跟他们所认识的教会的属灵同伴保持联系，一起祷告。
And the parents should encourage them to continue their friendship with their spiritual companion from other churches to pray together.
如果能够这样做，我们职员灵会的功用就能够扩大。
And if they can do that, the effectiveness of the spiritual convocation can be spread broader.
因为他们建立了这个属灵的联系以后。
Because once they establish this tightness in their bond,
有些事情等到孩子他们年纪进入这个青少年的时候，有些话他们不愿意跟父母讲的时候，他们可能会跟他们的朋友讲。
As they slowly enter into teenage stages, there are things that they will not talk to their parents, but they will talk to their friends.
如果他们的朋友是有道理的，能够一起用祷告帮助他们的。他们的问题才会得到正确的解答，才不会走错方向。
If they have friends who have the truth and can guide them into the right path, then they would not go into the wrong direction.
所以要他们能够将这个在职员灵会所建立这个属灵同伴这个关系，好的把它维持，然后把它扩大，然后一起祷告，得到神的祝福。
And they have to maintain the friendship they established in a spiritual convocation, a spiritual student spiritual convocation, and then to continue this close knitted bond, and then they can spread to a broader sense.
第五个
and the fifth request
就要求他们要能够持续不断的过这个祷告的生活，要这个做法要一直持续下去。
And they have to continue and keep up with this dailyprayer.
我们看哥罗西书第四章。
Turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书四章第二节。
Verse 2.
哥罗西书四章第二节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 2.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。恒切祷告就是祷告不中断的。就是不中断祷告。
To not stop in their prayer.
那所以现在这个他们要过一个祷告的生活，要能够持续下去的。
And today they have to lead a prayer life that will continue, going forward.
不能够只做一个星期、两个星期就没有了。
They cannot just carry out in a week or so and then they stop.
所以我们要常常提醒我们的孩子。
So we have to constantly encourage and remind
要过一个祷告的生活。
Our children to lead a life of prayer.
让他们可以一直持续到下一次的学生年会。
That they can continue and sustain until the next student spiritual convocation.
我们教会的这些后代啊，如果都能够参加教会的这些讲习会
，If all the younger generation can attend all these seminars,
真的学到教会所提供给他们这些训练
，That they can be able to be trained at what the church has offered.
我们真的相信，我们也可以看到，我们将来教会是更有希望的。
That we can truly see and know and hope that and see that the church has hope in the future.
因为我们这个时间灵会这样进行了这几年下来以后
，from this SSC that has been took place every year.
我们看到有时候我们的年轻的下一代，他们的信心比我们的家长还好。
And we see the younger generation's faith are even better and stronger than the parents.
他们对圣经的道理的深入的程度，有时候都超过我们成人了。
And the way they know about the Bible has exceeded than just normal people.
为什么会这样
？Why is it so？
因为他们经过有系统的学习神的话语。
Because they have a system when they came to learn the Word of God.
我们学生年会设计的课程是有联系性的。
All the curriculum that was being put together in the SSC has a system.
我们一定要鼓励我们的孩子，一定每一次学员都不能够放弃，都不能够没有参加。
So we have to keep continue to encourage them not to give up to attend the SSC.
如果我们真的信服神的
，If we are truly people who have faith in God,
我们就会发现祷告的生活有多重要。
We can see how important it is to have a prayerful life.
我们也愿意往这个方向去努力，然后去带领我们的孩子。
And we're willing to strive forward to this direction and bring and guide our children.
因为这个就是主耶稣在他传福音的时候所留下给我们的榜样，他告诉我们的道理。
And this is the example set by the Lord Jesus when he preached the gospel in this world and the things that he left behind for us to learn.
那我们一起将我们的教会、将我们的家庭成为祷告的地方。
That we transform the church and our house.To be a place of prayer.
那我们的家庭就蒙福。
And our household will be blessed by God.
我们的教会就发展。
our church will prosper.
我们看到神的荣耀。
We can witness the glory of God.
我们会大大充满感谢，大声歌颂何珊娜。
We be filled with thanks and praise Hosanna loudly.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
484首。
484.